this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋, by Meng Si Shi, Chapter 103. Translation by myself, and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Beth. Xiao Se and Li Qingyu had already started fighting. Their fighting styles relied mostly on speed, their movements so quick that they appeared as indistinct phantoms and illusions. Those with slightly subpar martial arts skills in terms of sight and observation were unable to clearly see how they fought, how they exchanged blows, and how one neutralized the other's offensive. Once they started fighting, they would definitely be unable to confine it to only one venue. In barely a moment, the both of them have already moved their fighting to the top of a nearby stone wall, sparring above the ground before flying over to the nearby bamboo forest on the other side. Their qinggong was excellent. After just lightly touching the ground, they were able to soar several zhang. Xiao Se's combat fan and Li Qingyu's sword light met with a brilliant radiance that reflected off and complemented one another, the sonorous clangor of their weapons ringing out endlessly. In Shen Xiao's opinion, Li Qingyu was the best disciple of both Chun Yang Guan and of his generation, since he was nearly able to catch up to the world's top 10 masters. Xiao Se may also be extremely formidable, but compared to Li Qingyu, he is still somewhat lacking. If he wants to win this fight, it would not be a simple matter. Should it come to that, Yun Xiuxiu will have to step forward and come to her disciple's aid. And by then, should Yi Bicheng choose to get involved as well, how would Yun Xiuxiu deal with them? If the Hehuanzong relies only on Yun Xiuxiu to stir up trouble and trash other people's territories, their schemes and machinations would certainly fall short. After considering this, Shen Qiao couldn't help but ask, Yu Gongzi, in your opinion, do you think that the Hehuanzong has come prepared with a contingency plan? Yu Shengyan laughed and said, How is it you're still calling me Yu Gongzi? It sounds so uncomfortably awkward. Even calling me Shi Xiong would be better. Shen Qiao smiled, but he did not reply. Although he and Yu Shengyan had previous conflicts over exterminating the Yan family, that was purely due to their different views and beliefs. There was no deep-seated hatred between them. Not to mention, when he had fallen from Ban Bu Feng, it was this person who had carried him on his back while traveling a considerable distance. Whatever the case, one should not forget the past kindnesses of others. As such, he did not regard Yu Shengyan with the same wariness that he harbored towards Yan Wushi. Instead, he treated him with the indulgence of an elder brother for a younger sibling. Yu Shengyan was young and couldn't completely hold back, as he said Xiang Zhuang's sword dance was a front to assassinate Pei Gong. Xiang Zhuang Wu Jian Yi Zai Pei Gong. The Hehuanzong arrived with great aggression and menacing momentum, ostensibly to target Chun Yang Guan. But in reality, their quarry is all the sects that do not take the Hehuanzong seriously. The current emperor of Zhou is Buddhist and does not believe in Taoism. He intends to cultivate and raise up the Buddhist faction to contend against Hehuanzong. This is the art of imperial governance. He neither pays attention to the Taoist faction, nor does he have any considerations towards them, which is why he gives the Hehuanzong free rein to act however they so choose. Zhao Qing was standing beside them, listening to their conversation. While she did not quite understand the affairs of the world, as she listened to Yu Shengyan discuss this topic in a calm and confident manner in spite of his young age, she found his words to be quite rational and astute. She was then reminded of Yan Wuxi's exceptional demeanor and conduct. Indeed, how the teacher is, so the student would be. And she couldn't help but lament once more about how the Bixia Zong lacks worthy successors. Yu Shengyan continued, If at this time they are able to frustrate Yi Bicheng, thus indicating mediocrity and incompetence, naturally would not be any cause for worry. Actually, one can take this opportunity to subdue all the other powers present at the Shijian Dahui in one fell swoop. Na Lao Tu Lu, Xue Ting, is probably red-eyed with jealousy at not being able to partake of this opportunity, he needs to be mindful of things like reputation and 面子. Hence, he cannot openly commit acts that would spur derision or incite gossip that would result in the Buddhist faction standing being undermined by the public. The He Huan Zong, on the other hand, does not have such restrictions. Since they have come here today, they must succeed. They cannot waver or decide to give up halfway. Given that Yun Xiuxiu's capabilities aren't enough for her to take on Yi Bicheng on her own, it is likely that Sang Jingxing is also on his way here. Yun Zixiao had previously mentioned that Sang Jingxing was ranked 6th, and Yi Bicheng was ranked between 3rd and 4th place. In truth, these rankings are merely an approximation. The martial arts of the people who are ranked among the top 10 would definitely not remain stagnant, and it was inevitable that there would be occasional changes in their attained standings. There is no such algorithm that could predict with absolute certainty that Sang Jingxing would lose to Yi Bicheng on the sole basis that he was only ranked 6th. The circumstances of a battle can change 10,000 times in a single breath. Even the slightest deviation could completely turn the tides and change the final outcome. When such martial arts experts face each other head-on, there was still the unlikely possibility of one recovering from seemingly impossible and dangerous predicaments, or the underdog overcoming its stronger opponent. The fight between Xiao Se and Li Qingyu was obviously not a tale of the weaker fighter defeating the stronger one. Li Qingyu's performance was stable and balanced. Within 100 moves, he exerted strength as he wielded the Qiu Shui Jian. His swordplay evoked the image of a celestial maiden scattering flowers, the glare from his sword radiating its brilliance in all directions. Xiao Se was obviously not his equal. While he displayed formidable skills with his bladed fan, the flaws in his technique gradually revealed themselves. If those with a high level of martial arts, like Yi Bicheng and Zhao Qiying, were able to see such obvious weaknesses, how could Li Qingyu not see through them? The motions of his sword formed a curtain, resembling falling rain, its overwhelming power and fierce momentum blotting out the sky and spreading across the earth. Xiao Se was forced to an untenable position and had no choice but to withdraw and fly backwards by several steps. After he steadied himself, he conceded defeat, saying, "It is said that Chun Yang Guan's swordsmanship is at the peak of perfection and far surpasses that of Xuan Dushan. Having witnessed it today, its reputation is truly well deserved." Xiao Se was praising Chun Yang Guan, not Li Qingyu. What was implicit in his words was that Li Qingyu had attained his current position not because of his own skill and strength, but by virtue of his sect being reputable and powerful. In an attempt to create a rift between Shen Qiao and Yi Bicheng's relationship, he even tried to drag Xuan Dushan into the water and involve them in this messy business. It was a pity that this kind of tactics were used on the wrong person. Li Qingyu's face was devoid of any expression, and he looked at Xiao Se as if he was merely gazing at a tree. Without any noticeable shifts in his mood, he spoke in a flat tone. "Your innate talents are extraordinary. It is unfortunate that you focus too much on other things. As a result, you are unable to focus on the Tao of martial arts. It would be extremely difficult for you to advance any further." Xiao Se was infuriated, although he maintained a smile on his face. "My advancement or lack thereof is none of Ge Xia's concern." Li Qingyu's gaze moved away from him and fell upon Yun Xiuxiu. After the words that Yun Xiuxiu and Yi Bicheng had exchanged earlier, neither of them had made the first move. It wasn't clear if they were waiting for the outcome of Li Qingyu and Xiao Se's match first. "I wonder if Li Qingyu would be able to have a fight with Yun Zongzhu." Yun Xiuxiu pressed her lips together in a smile. She replied, "You are no match for me," Li Qingyu said. "Whether this is indeed the case, one would still need to try first to be sure." Yun Xiuxiu smiled, not giving a reply. She flung both her sleeves outwards, splitting her energy into two streams that directly flowed in his direction. Li Qingyu was caught off guard and was unable to defend himself in time. Thus he was forced to retreat. Yun Xiuxiu flew forward, chasing him relentlessly. The Qingkong of Chunyangguan was already extremely formidable, but her Qingkong was still a league above theirs. Her clothes and sleeves drifted gracefully in the air, the wide sleeves unfolding like clouds. At first glance, it was as if she were the incarnation of the nymph of the Luo River, Luo Shen, not in the least bit resembling the Yao Nu of the He Huanzong. Li Qingyu had never fought against Yun Jiuxiu before, and could only assess the teacher's skill based on her students' respective abilities. He had previously felt that even if Yun Jiuxiu was stronger than Xiao Se, she couldn't be that much stronger. What didn't help were the rumors that the He Huanzong took shortcuts to increase their Nei Li by Cai Yin Bu Yang, causing others to regard them with disgust. To think that only after competing with one another could the disparity be seen. Even the onlookers were greatly amazed as they completely put aside their earlier contempt. Zhao Qiying couldn't help speaking out aloud. For Yun Xiuxiu to be the sect leader, she really does have the strength to back up her position. Earlier, when Yun Zixiao had assessed the rankings of the world's talents and heroes, Yun Xiuxiu was ranked 9th. But Zhao Qiying wasn't even on the list. Even if she didn't say it aloud, deep in her heart she remained unconvinced. Now she knew that Yun Zixiao's ranking was indeed well-founded and based on firm principles and logic. Even if she were to fight against Yun Xiuxiu right now, she may not fare any better than Li Qingyu. While speaking, Yun Xiuxiu had already made full use of her preemptive advantage to force Li Qingyu to the edge of the cliff. Just when the other was about to fight back, she suddenly disengaged and retreated. She lightly floated away while retreating by dozens of paces, eventually landing on a flag that Chunyangguan had planted into the ground. The flag was made of a soft fabric. It fluttered freely with the wind. Yet, she was able to stand on top of it as if her entire body weighed nothing. She dazzled everyone with this display of skill, drawing stunned and panicked stares. Prior to this moment, there were people who had underestimated her, either because she was a woman, or simply found her ranking as one of the world's top 10 martial arts experts dubious. It was only at this time that they realized how ridiculously mistaken they were. As I have said, you are not Bun Zuo's opponent. Yun Xiuxiu's words were immensely overbearing, yet they were spoken in a soft and gentle tone.
Qingyu is indeed inferior to Yun Zongzhu. We have allowed Yun Zongzhu to witness this embarrassment.
The one who spoke was Yi Bichun.
Let Pin Dao seek advice from you instead.
Had it not been for Li Qingyu and Yun Xiuxiu's altercation earlier, the crowd would not have held so much anticipation for a fight between Yun Xiuxiu and Yi Bichun. Now that they have witnessed Yun Xiuxiu's might, they were very much looking forward to the upcoming competition. Yet no one could have expected that as soon as Yi Bichun's voice fell upon their ears, another group of people had also made their way up the mountain. Standing at the front of this group was a man, followed by several young girls. Standing among them was Bai Rong, who Shen Xia was very familiar with. Shen Xia was no stranger to the man at the front either. He had previously fought the other person on the outskirts of Chang'an. Their confrontation had resulted in one of them suffering serious injuries and the other losing his martial arts. Since he recognized the other party, the other person naturally recognized him as well. Their eyes met from afar. Sang Jingxing gazed at him, his eyes filled with a blatant lasciviousness that could pierce through bone. He assessed him from his head to his toes. His gaze also contained an unusual brand of cruelty and fury. There was no doubt that Shen Xiao's appearance was strikingly attractive. At first glance, he seemed as gentle as a spring breeze, but anyone who has encountered him at least once would realize that his bones were laced with an indestructible pride. Sang Jingxing had crossed paths with Shen Xiao previously, so how could he not be aware of this? Last time, he had originally taken Shen Xiao to be fragile and helpless. He didn't expect to find himself fruitlessly gnawing on a pile of hard bones, or that he would end up with a mouthful of sand. This had only aroused Sang Jingxing's desire for conquest and domination. Up until now, he did not rashly search for Shen Qiao for two reasons. The first reason was that the other party was elusive, and his whereabouts were difficult to ascertain. The second reason involved the rumors that the other person had made great advancements in his martial arts, and had even killed two of the He Huanzong's Zhang Lao. Sang Jingxing may have been exceedingly fond of beautiful people, but he had no interest in losing his life in the pursuit of beauty. Even though they haven't seen each other for some time, Sang Jingxing was still able to identify Shen Qiao from the crowd at one glance. He felt that the other man's looks had only become even more lustrous and refined. His entire being was suffused with the air and temperament of an immortal, with a pure appearance akin to the clear ice and snow. Even without the adornment of clothing or any decorative accessories, he still possessed an extraordinarily pristine and transcendent nature, untouched by the dust of the mortal world. It made one wish that they could strip away all his garments, toy with him in public view, watch his face change color out of shame and anger, and witness him crying and begging for mercy. How refreshing and enjoyable that would be! As these thoughts ran through his mind, an indescribable flame instinctively ignited within his heart. Sang Jingxing's gaze was incomparably blatant and vulgar, stripping one down to the bone. Everyone who was present could notice it easily. Only Shen Xiao remained seated in place, like an old monk in meditation. His eyes were half closed, treating Sang Jingxing as if he was nothing but air. Yu Shengyan got up and used his body to block Shen Qiao from Sang Jingxing's line of sight. He sneered, "The dignified Zhang Lao of He Huanzong salivating like a starving dog at the sight of a meaty bone. How disgraceful!" Shen Qiao was only the secondary reason for his action. Huan Ruizong and He Huanzong have long been at odds with one another. The latter had taken advantage of the time when Yan Wuxi had left the capital under siege, using the opportunity to defect from Qi Guo and throwing themselves into Yu Wenyun's embrace. With the Emperor of Zhou as their benefactor, they seized the Huan Ruizong's resources and power for their own. Yu Shengyan had long disliked He Huanzong, and for him to not say something at this time would be truly unnatural and out of character for him. Sang Jingxing sneered coldly, replying, "Even your shifu, Yan Wuxi, would not dare speak to me in such a manner." His words were imbued with Nei Li. Its effect was similar to that of the Buddhist sect's Jingang Shizi Hou, but far more powerful. It resounded in the ears of everyone present. Without exception, everyone would feel their ears throb in pain. Yu Shengyan felt it even more intensely. When he spoke up, although he was prepared that Sang Jingxing might suddenly retaliate, he did not realize that he had still underestimated the other's strength. The magnitude of the sound that assailed his ears was several times stronger than what the other bystanders were trying to withstand. His face paled, his heart grew turbulent, and he almost vomited blood. It was fortunate that the helping hand had reached out to steady him in a timely fashion, all the while transmitting a stream of jinqi through his body, alleviating much of Yu Shengyan's discomfort. "I expect that Sang Zhanglao must feel awfully proud of himself for showing off his strength and posturing in front of a junior," Shen Qiao spoke in an indifferent tone. His words were also infused with Nei Li, but he was not as indiscriminate and unrestrained as Sang Jingxing. His Nei Li was focused in one straight line, directly targeting Sang Jingxing. Sang Jingxing raised his sleeves and shook them once, negating most of the opponent's offensive attack. The rest were forcibly absorbed by virtue of his deep and profound Nei Gong. Within the span of a few moments, these two people had already exchanged a silent round of attacks. It was impossible to assess who was stronger and who was weaker just from these incomplete sets of moves. Sang Jingxing indeed felt that Shen Qiao's martial arts had significantly improved. Likewise, Shen Qiao considered Sang Jingxing was undoubtedly worthy of being included in Yun Zixiao's list of 宗师。Their eyes met, and Sang Jingxing suddenly burst into laughter, saying,
After Shen Daozhang recovered his sight, his eyes have now become bright and spirited, making one even more enamored with him. Eyes are indeed the windows to the soul. No matter how attractive a beauty is, they still require a pair of good eyes.
Ever since he had arrived at the mountain, his attention had been focused solely on Shen Qiao. Yun Xiuxiu was displeased deep down, secretly complaining about how he was disrupting matters. She smiled as she continued for him. In Shao Gongzhu's words, Sang Zhang Lao is ranked 6th, but I am only ranked 9th. It would be humiliating and disrespectful for Yi Guanzhu to fight against me, who is only ranked 9th. Only then did Sang Jingxing shift his stare from Shen Qiao to Yi Bichen.
Since I am ranked 6th, I wonder what Yi Guanzhu's rank is.
His question was directed at Yun Xiuxiu. Yun Xiuxiu replied,
Earlier, Liu Ligong's Yun Shao Gongzhu said that Yi Bichen's martial arts ranks between the 3rd and the 4th place and is yet to be properly determined.
Sang Jingxing sneered in a contemptuous manner. He said,
If that is the case, then if I defeat Yi Bichen, that means that I would then earn the rank of 3rd place, right?
Yun Xiuxiu replied with a laugh.
Today is the Shijian Da Hui. He Huanzong should also observe the rules of the Jianghu and fight one-on-one, lest we become the subject of gossip and derision, and have the public say that the He Huanzong relies on overwhelming numbers to destroy other people's territories. Bi Pai's Sang Zhang Lao wishes to seek advice from Yi Guanzhu. Would Yi Guanzhu be willing?
Yi Bichen was already aware that He Huanzong had come prepared and would definitely not let the matter go so easily. He is indifferent to whether he faces off against Sang Jingxing or Yun Xiuxiu. Either way, he needs to intimidate them and make them retreat in the face of overwhelming difficulties. If he fails to ruthlessly and decisively deliver a shocking blow to this gang of people, there would be no need to speak of gathering people's hearts and loyalties. The plans for an alliance would fall through. By then, all the other sects would be severely disappointed in Chunyang Guan. Although Sang Jingxing's reputation for his lechery and cruelty had spread far and wide, this neither conceals nor overshadows the fact that he is still an expert at the pinnacle of the martial arts world. If someone were to underestimate him due to his infamy, there was no doubt that they would end up suffering heavy losses. Yi Bichen raised the sword in his hand and smiled.
Since the Shijian Da Hui is open to everyone, He Huanzong would naturally not be denied the right to participate. I have long heard of the famous Diao Long Zhang. Today, Pin Dao will seek your advice.
Sang Jingxing may have been egotistical and arrogant, but even he wouldn't dare underestimate the master of Chunyang Guan.
This is also what I had hoped for. Yi Guanzhu, please make your move.
Even before Yun Xiao had announced the martial arts rankings, Yi Bichen was already considered as someone worthy of being ranked among the world's top 3. Yet today, Yun Xiao said that Yi Bichen's martial arts would put him between 3rd and 4th place. That being said, this ranking did not affect Yi Bichen's status or prestige in the eyes of the crowd. Now that he has made his move, there was bound to be a momentous, earth-shattering battle. Sang Jingxing may be famous for his Diao Long Zhang, but it didn't mean that he couldn't wield a sword. At this moment, he stretched out his hand. Bai Rong presented a longsword to him with both hands. The sword was simple and unadorned. Sang Jingxing did not take the sword, but merely drew the blade from its sheath. The light that hit the tang of the sword was refracted like myriad multicolored sun rays piercing through dense clouds. One could tell from a glance that this was truly a fine sword. He flicked the sword downwards, and his zhenqi was instantly transmitted into the ground. A cloud of dust soon formed, and the stones began to lift and float upwards as if they were all drawn by his zhenqi, which then surged towards Yi Bicheng with the force of an immense crashing wave. Sang Jingxing followed suit, his figure rising upwards in flight. Both his figure and the glare of his sword merged into a single image, causing the onlookers' eyes to be dazzled and their spirits to be mystified as they became lost in wonder at the breathtaking sight. People who had expected Yi Bicheng's victory to be already set in stone, at this time were no longer certain. The crowd widened their eyes to watch the battle more closely, deeply fearing that they would miss even the slightest detail of this magnificent display. Shen Xiao was watching the fight intently when Yun Xiu Xiu unexpectedly came over, smiling as she spoke.
"It has been some years since I last fought with Shen Daozhang. It is said that Daozhang's martial arts have significantly improved, so I wonder if Xiu Xiu would be fortunate enough to seek advice from you?"
The rules of the Jianghu generally state that if someone takes the initiative to challenge someone to a duel, this challenge should not be declined. Otherwise, the challenged party may appear timid. Even if they were unconcerned about their reputation, they would inexorably become despised and the subject of derision in the future. Not to mention that according to Yun Ziyao's appraisal, Shen Xiao was ranked higher than Yun Xiu Xiu, which made it even more impossible for him to reject the challenge. Should he refuse, it could be taken as evidence that he is unworthy of his reputation. Without waiting for Shen Xiao to respond, Yu Shengyan rose to his feet and said, "Why is there a need to trouble Shen Daozhang? I am willing to engage in a fight with Yun Zongzhu." If it were any other time, he would have gladly watched the show from the sidelines. The people of the demonic sects have never been the sort who would take delight in being altruistic and benevolent. Even if Yu Shengyan and Shen Xiao shared a deep and close relationship, he wouldn't always put himself in front of Shen Xiao to defend him. However, before he came here, Yan Wuxi had ordered Yu Shengyan to help Shen Xiao deal with any troublesome or inconvenient matters when necessary. Yu Shengyan may have been puzzled by this, but he still had to strictly carry it out. Yun Xiu Xiu didn't consider him to be worth her time. She replied,
"If your Shizun had come in person, I would have ceded to him an arrow's flight of ground."
Her words carried an underlying message. "Based on your ability, it would be in your best interest to just step aside." Of course, Yu Shengyan understood this. He had just wanted Yun Xiu Xiu to back off, hence he invoked Yan Wuxi's name, saying, "Shizun is not far from here. He will be arriving soon." Yun Xiu Xiu gave a sweet and charming smile. She asked,
"Has Shen Daozhang sold himself to Yan Wuxi, even requiring his approval to participate in the match? Does that mean that if he isn't present, Shen Daozhang would not dare make a move?"
Shen Xiao slightly inclined his head and answered, "Since Yun Zongzhu has requested, Pin Dao would naturally accede in extending his sincere accompaniment." He had not fallen for Yun Xiuxiu's tricks of incitement and provocation. Although He Huanzong was powerful in terms of numbers alone, not all of its members possessed the strength of a Zongshi-level expert. In the end, the only true threats were Yun Xiu Xiu and Sang Jingxing. Sang Jingxing was currently fighting against Yi Bicheng, and it had yet to be established which of the two was stronger. Where skills were concerned, however, Yun Xiu Xiu was unquestionably superior to Li Qingyu. Out of everyone who was present, there didn't seem to be anyone other than Shen Xiao who would be able to deal with Yun Xiu Xiu. If Shen Xiao didn't do anything today, he would undoubtedly witness He Huanzong disrupting and wrecking Shijian Dahui. If Yi Bicheng were to make any mistakes on his end, more people of the Jianghu would be too afraid to oppose He Huanzong in the future.
Shen Daozhang is indeed forthright and decisive,
Yun Xiuxiu said with a smile. In accompaniment to these gently spoken words, her figure abruptly rose up from the ground. Two beams of black light flashed from her sleeves, shooting towards Shen Qiao, moving so rapidly that no one would have had enough time to react. Those with good eyesight would be able to discern that the two gleaming black objects were actually a pair of black long swords. Those with slightly poorer eyesight would not be able to see it as clearly, or even at all, and may consider the black images as some sort of formidable hidden weapon. In the blink of an eye, the sword had already flown to Shen Qiao, passing extremely close to his eyelids. The other's movements were really too swift. Fan Yuanbai and Zhou Yeshi couldn't help but exclaim in surprise. It turns out that Yun Xiuxiu had actually been holding back during her fight against Li Qingyu, leaving him room to retreat. But now, she was launching a full-scale attack, and even those who were watching from afar could not react in time. They could not even conceive how Shen Qiao would be able to handle this. Shen Qiao did not unsheathe his sword. He shook his sleeves, and his zhenqi was split into two vigorously surging streams, each rushing forth to meet his opponent's black swords. The black swords burst forth from the sky, and upon meeting with the immensely powerful obstacles of zhenqi, their momentum was obstructed. They could not advance further, rendered stagnant and unmoving in midair for some time. It was at this moment when Shen Qiao unsheathed the long sword slung behind his back and cleaved the blade into the air. The sword's rays resembled multiple layers of a flower that bloomed ring upon ring, dazzlingly gorgeous and beautifully verdant, but concealed within it was a swift fierceness and sharp thorns that caused one to shrink away from examining it too closely, unable to directly meet it head-on. The black swords were agitated by the shockwaves of the jianqi and flew uncontrollably in the wrong direction. Yun Xiuxiu giggled and grasped both swords with ease, sweeping straight towards Shen Qiao. Their fighting styles differed from that of Yi Bichen and Sang Jingxing, in that the latter made use of their momentum to suppress the other. Their fight was not only a clash of swords, it was also a competition to see whose nei li is more profound and powerful. Both Shen Qiao and Yun Xiuxiu are experts in the Tao of the sword. Although their nei li were intersecting and trying to exert dominance over the other, this was an indispensable accompaniment to the jianqi in the Tao of the sword. The visual impact of their fight was much more powerful and compelling than the fight between Yi Bichen and Sang Jingxing. Although the audience's attention wavered and wandered indeterminately between the two duels, the majority of the crowd was more inclined to watch Shen Qiao's match. However, they were fighting, not dancing. Hence, it could not be contained within a single venue. This manner of fighting was also different from sparring. Even though they weren't fighting for their lives, they still had retrieved the entire set of their true abilities from the bottom of the box to display fully. Shen Qiao had already achieved the state of jianxin in the Tao of the sword, aside from Yun Xiuxiu. There were few under the heavens who would still be able to compare with him in terms of strength. But Yun Xiuxiu was also not a sheng you de deng, and was difficult to deal with. If she exerts her full prowess, Shen Qiao would not be able to easily defeat her within two or three moves. If it were so, it would have only served to prove that Yun Xiuxiu's strength belies her reputation, or that she had no intention to fight at all. In this manner, they fought from the main gate of Chunyangguan to the rooftops, and then from the rooftops to the stone walls. Both parties' Qinggong had already attained the level of transformation. They were able to directly walk down stone walls. Their jianqi was bold and unrestrained. If one were to look at them from a distance, they resembled paper dolls affixed in the side of the stone walls. In reality, this was the physical manifestation of their profoundly powerful Qinggong. All the disciples of the younger generation were left stunned, their eyes popping out and their mouths agape at sight. Even Yu Shengyan couldn't believe his own eyes. One had to remember that when he had first picked up Shen Qiao, the latter's martial arts were almost completely lost. He had also been blind and severely injured. Even though not much time had passed between then and now, he was already formidable to this extent. If this was the true power and strength inherent in Zong Shi level experts, besides Yun Xiu Xiu, Shen Qiao might even have a fighting chance against his Shifu, Yan Wu Shi. He had unknowingly courted death just now by calling Shen Qiao Shi Di, and it was only thanks to Shen Qiao's good-naturedness that he let it slide and didn't take it to heart. Zhao Qiying could only sigh softly. It seems that during our past sparring sessions in Bixiazong, Shen Daozhang had been merciful. Shen Qiao is gentle and amiable, but contrary to his personality, his jianqi is unusually domineering and overbearing. The Shan He Tong Bei Jian hummed in his hands in accompaniment to the sword light. With the momentum of a waterfall in the majestic pouring sea, it resonated with the heavens and the earth. Although Yun Xiu Xiu seemed to have the advantage due to her dual swords, the truth was that as time went by, her opponent grew bolder as he fought, and she knew that resistance would only become increasingly difficult. The overbearing and imperious sword light almost pressed down on her head, causing her to feel stressed from the increasing pressure. The two continued fighting from the mountaintop all the way down to the foot of the mountain. The crowd couldn't follow along to continue watching the battle. Yun Xiu Xiu saw that there was no one around them and couldn't help but blurt out,
Shen Daozhang, please hold on. I have something to say.
She asked the other party to stop fighting. Naturally, she herself could not continue attacking, so she swept her body back. Upon seeing that Shen Qiao had ceased his pursuit, she sighed in relief, feeling that the immense pressure that weighed down on the crown of her head had since dissipated. Yun Xiu Xiu said while smiling,
When I heard before that Shen Daozhang had killed two Zhanglao of my sect in quick succession, I barely gave it any credence. At this time, it is clear that even though I have eyes, I was still unable to recognize talent.
While she appeared carefree and nonchalant, deep down, she was aware that if they continued fighting, she would definitely not be able to defeat Shen Qiao. Shen Qiao's heart was clear as a mirror. He replied, Yuan Zongzhu deliberately luring me down the mountain. I trust it was not simply to praise my martial skills. Yun Xiu Xiu pursed her lips together in a smile, saying,
Shen Daozhang is indeed an intelligent person. Truth to be told, I do have a good deal to offer you. I wonder if you would be interested?
Shen Qiao said, Please elaborate. Yun Xiu Xiu continued,
I know that Sun Jingxing and you share a mutual hatred that runs deep. This person is cruel, harbors an intense and uncontrollable bloodlust, and is lewd and lustful by nature. There is also Chen Gong, who repaid your kindness with ingratitude and repeatedly causes trouble for you. Both of them are currently colluding with one another. He is even using the Tai E Tian to curry favor with the emperor and sees an opportunity to be bestowed with an aristocratic Zhe Wei. He is truly, and without any compromise, a Xiao Ren. One that I also find to be disgusting and detestable to the core. If Shen Daozhang is willing to leave this place today and stand by with arms folded, staying out of Chunyang Guan and He Huanzong's affairs, I will hand Chen Gong over to you, and I will end Sun Jingxing's life for you. How about it?
Shen Qiao slowly shook his head. Yun Xiu Xiu raised an eyebrow and asked,
Why not? Isn't this a profitable transaction?
Shen Qiao replied, For me, it is an extremely good deal. Yun Xiuxiu asked,
Then, why does Shen Daozhang not agree to it?
Shen Qiao replied, There has long been bad blood between Sang Jingxing and Yun Zongzhu. Regarding one another with animosity and suspicion, I expect that Yun Zongzhu has wanted to get rid of him for some time. Why use Pin Dao as a cover? As for Chen Gong, although he is a Xiao Ren, there really isn't any deep-seated hatred nor bitter grudges between us. Even if I wanted to deal with him, I am more than capable of finding him myself. There is no need to trouble Yun Zongzhu. Yun Xiuxiu sneered.
You and Yan Wushi walk so closely together, yet you refuse to cooperate with me. It seems that not only is Shen Daozhang pretentious, he also looks down on women.
Shen Qiao sighed and then said, Yun Zongzhu speaks too seriously. There is an underlying reason for my interactions with Yan Zongzhu. It is a long story and would be inconvenient to share it at this time. I have never had the intention to look down on Yun Zongzhu. The secular world has always valued men over women. Even if the Jianghu is not as restrictive, it is still 100 times more difficult for a female to gain a foothold in the martial arts world and make a name for herself. This is one of the main reasons why He Huanzong is repeatedly made a target of by the secular world. Yun Zongzhu was able to lead He Huanzong to stand firmly on its ground, towering like a mountain. This is naturally a testament to Yun Zongzhu's capabilities. By contrast, Pin Dao, who was also once the leader of a sect, performed much less favorably. Yun Xiuxiu found it rather surprising. She had never expected Shen Qiao to speak on her behalf. Ever since she had first entered the Jianghu, there have always been people who would call her Yao Nu and other variants thereof. Later, when the level of her martial arts rose to greater heights, although they no longer dared to call her that to her face, they continued to call her such names behind her back. He Huanzong had murdered countless people, and their methods were indeed ruthless and vicious. However, if one were to ask the people of the Jianghu, how many of them have never taken a life? Amongst the three demonic sects, it is not only the He Huanzong who employs ruthless methods. It can be said that the reason for He Huanzong's infamy is largely due to their art of Cai Yin Bu Yang. Their practice of dual cultivation between men and women gave the world an impression of immorality and depravity. Her beautiful eyes sparkled with a glorious brilliance, and her expression softened somewhat. She said,
Shen Daozhang's words are truly thoughtful and incredibly touching. It is extremely rare to have someone willing to speak up for the members of He Huanzong. Back then, Bai Rong had repeatedly spared you and showed you sympathy. I felt that it was only because she was young and easy to coax and deceive. But now, I see that she truly does possess a good eye.
Shen Qiao smiled back as he replied, I was not speaking on Yun Zongzhu's behalf. I was only being fair and partial with my words. Truth be told, I dislike the practices and conduct of your honored sect. People like Sang Jingxing and Huo Xijing deserve death and are unworthy of any sympathy. People who follow different paths cannot work together, which is why I would never cooperate with He Huanzong. Today, you have obstructed the Shijian Dahui. I cannot let this happen, hence I cannot accede to your wishes. Our viewpoints differ from the other, and as such, it is inevitable that we will meet on the battlefield. Yun Xiuxiu's appearance belies her age, looking like a young maiden of only 20 or so years. Her smiles are suffused with a hint of coquetry.
Shen Daozhang is so considerate and empathetic towards others that even I can't quite hold myself back. I wonder if you would be willing to enter the curtain and become an intimate associate of mine? Since you dislike He Huanzong, you would not have to interact with anyone from my sect. If Shen Daozhang is willing, I have several villas elsewhere.
I guarantee you that our relationship will be our little secret. No one else will know of it.
Xin Qiao really couldn't understand how the two of them had switched from fighting to discussing the matters of love between men and women. He was a sincere person. Unlike Yan Wushi, he could not resort to using cutting and derisive remarks to force others to back down and beat a hasty retreat. He could only arch his hands and reply, "Many thanks to Yun Zongzhu for her deep care and affection." After saying this, he turned to leave. Yun Xiuxiu smiled slightly, and in a flash, she blocked his path.
"Why is Shen Daozhang in such a hurry to leave? We were having a good conversation just now. It looks like you've already been entered into Yin Zongzhu's accounts. I didn't think that he would possess such tastes. Or perhaps you would prefer Bai Rong. I think that Xiao Yatou likes you very much. So why don't I help set you both up?"
Shen Qiao felt that Yun Xiuxiu's attitude was rather odd. He suddenly had an epiphany and blurted out, "Are you stalling for time? Intentionally keeping me here?"